continuing with our 4P students, we've now got Jack in the studio. Hi, Jack.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay.
Now, Jack's chosen subject is rugby.
Yeah.
And you're a rugby fan?
Yeah.
Why don't you like football?
No.
And tell me your favourite rugby team or who's
I support Hull FC.
Hull FC. And yeah. You used to live in Hull?
Yeah.
Wow. Whereabouts in Hull do you
I didn't really live in Hull. I lived on like the outskirts.
The posh bit?
Yeah. If you want to call it that.
What was it called?
It was a little like town called Market Wheaton.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah. So you're going to explain the difference between rugby league and rugby union, is that right?
Yeah.
Go on then, fire away.
So basically...
rugby league.
Yeah.
Has one got more players? You've forgotten, haven't you?
No, I can't remember. I think they're the same amount of players on each team. I can't really remember. But in like rugby, when you get like tackled,
yeah.
In rugby league, you get 5 tackles, then you have to like kick the ball to the other player.
Okay. No,
other team, sorry. And like in rugby union, you can have like an unlimited amount of tackles.
Yeah, I know there are differences in the rules, but I'm not the expert, so anything you tell me is going to be news to me. Mm. I know more about football than I do about rugby.
Mm.
Have you been to many rugby matches?
Yeah, when I was a lot younger, and when I moved down here in a year that I can't remember, like I just stopped going there because it'd be like a hassle to go all the way up to
Hull. I know, it's the trouble, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of the things about the island. If you want to go to the mainland, especially if you're travelling up north, it is quite a long journey.
Yeah.
Did you normally drive up there or go on the train?
No, we'd usually drive up there.
How long did it take?
Like from here to Hull, it took like 7 hours.
And can I ask you a question? Where do you prefer, the Isle of Wight or Hull?
I would prefer Hull because all my friends would live there.
Okay.
And I prefer Isle of Wight because I like the school I go to.
Yeah. And Hull was City of Culture last year, wasn't it? Well, did that make a big difference to the city? Was there a lot going on?
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I didn't go up last year. Like, I would usually go up, like, to Hull in, like, every year, but I didn't go last year.
Oh, well, thanks very much anyway. Thank you for telling us a little bit about Hull. It's not a topic that we cover on a regular basis, so it's quite interesting.